Welcome back. Today we're doing an intermediate sound design deep dive, how to build an 808 tail that works at drum and bass tempo, but still has that ragga, jungle, slightly reckless attitude, because in Rag Infused DNB, the 808 tail isn't just a sub, it's a weapon. It's long, it's pitchy, it's distorted in the right places, and it moves rhythmically like it's talking back to the drums. And we're doing this entirely with Ableton Live 12 stock devices. Here's the game plan. We'll build a two-layer 808 tail engine. Layer A is the sub core, clean, mono, stable, and it gives you that classic pitch drop duum at the start without turning into a click. Layer B is the grit layer. This is where the phrase becomes readable on smaller speakers. It's band limited, saturated, and has a little movement so the bass line feels alive instead of just a sine wave holding notes. By the end, you'll have an instrument rack with macros, a clean workflow for resampling and printing variations, and a few arrangement moves for fills, stops, and reload moments. Alright, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Now create a simple DNB drum loop. Doesn't need to be fancy. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4, hats optional. The reason we do this first is simple. At 174, the tail can easily overwhelm the pocket. We need to shape the bass around the drums, not in isolation. Step 1. Build the sub core, layer A. Create a new MIDI track and load Wavetable. Set OSC1 to basic shapes and go for a sine or near sine. Keep unison off. We want this mono solid and phase stable. Filter off for now. Voices at 1. Now the amp envelope. This is where a lot of people mess up, because they either make it so long it destroys the groove, or so short it doesn't feel like an 808 tail anymore. Set attack to 0. Decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Ragga tails can be long, but we're going to manage that length in the mix later. For sustain, you can either set sustain all the way down and let decay do the work, or leave sustain at 0 and still rely on decay. Pick one approach and stay consistent so the dynamics don't surprise you later. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. That release is your anti-click insurance, but keep it snappy. Now the pitch envelope, the signature 808 drop. Enable pitch envelope in Wavetable or route env2 to pitch. Put the amount somewhere between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones. Start at plus 24. Set decay to around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Attack at 0. That gives you the initial pew or doof that helps the bass speak through busy drums without needing to add a click layer. Now mono and glide, turn on mono. Set portamento glide time, around 40 to 90 milliseconds. This is secret sauce for that rag slide feel. The overlapping notes will melt into each other instead of stepping like a boring synth bass. Quick checkpoint. Play notes around A1 down to G1. You should hear a punchy start, then a stable sub tail that holds without wobbling. Step 2. Make the sub consistent and mix safe. After Wavetable, add EQ8. High pass at around 20 to 30 HC. 24 dB per octave. This is not optional if you want loud masters later. Inaudible rumble eats headroom like crazy. If you hear boxy bloom, try a small dip around 200 to 350 HC, but don't start carving randomly. Only fix what's actually there. Next, add saturator. This is for harmonics, not for destroying the sub. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip, then output trim so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The goal is more audible presence, same low-end discipline. Then add utility. Width at 0%. Fully mono. Set gain so you're not slamming the channel yet. We'll get loud later. Right now, we get controlled. Now step 3. Layer B, the grit layer. This is where the ragabyte lives. Duplicate the track, or if you prefer a cleaner workflow, we'll group into a rack soon. Either way, on the grit layer we do not want full sub. We want mid-range aggression that translates. Think. If someone hears your tune on a phone, they should still be able to follow the bass rhythm. Start with auto filter. Bandpass mode is great here. Set the frequency somewhere around 140 to 250 Hz to begin. Add resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.4. You can add a touch of filter drive if you like. If you want subtle motion, add a tiny envelope amount so the filter shifts slightly on each hit, but keep it restrained. We're going for a live, not wobble bass. Then distortion. In Live 12, roar is a gift for this. Drop roar on. Start with tape or distort style. Drive around 10 to 30%. Tone slightly dark. Ragga grit is usually not fizzy EDM highs. Use dynamics moderately. Don't flatten it so hard that it becomes a static slab. If you prefer old school simple, use overdrive instead. Set the frequency around 600 to 1.2K. drive 20 to 60%, tone around 30 to 50. After distortion, EQ 8 again. High pass this layer steeply around 110 to 160 Hz. This is the rule. Layer B should not own the sub. Shape prison somewhere between 700 Hz and 2.5 kHz so the phrase speaks. Then low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays jungle, not hissy. Optional. Chorus ensemble for movement, but stay mono safe. Use it lightly. And then add utility after and keep width at 0 to 30% max. If you're unsure, just keep it mono. Movement can come from filter and distortion alone. Checkpoint. Solo layer B. It should sound nasty, mid-forward, and kind of rude, but it should not feel like it has real sub weight. Now step 4. Combine into an instrument rack and build macros. Select both layers and group them into an instrument rack. Now we're building an instrument you can perform, not just a sound you set once. Map these macros. Macro 1. Tail length. Map to layer amp decay. Macro 2. Pitch drop amount. Map to the pitch envelope amount. Macro 3. Pitch drop time. Map to the pitch envelope decay. Macro 4. Glide. Map to portamento time. Macro 5. Grit drive. Map to roar drive or overdrive drive on layer B. Macro 6. Grit filter frequency. Map to the auto filter frequency on layer B. Macro 7. Subsaturation. Map to saturator drive on layer A. Macro 8. Output. Map to the rack volume. Then save the rack. Name it something like Raga 800 A Tail Rack, so you can pull it up in any session. Now step 5. Make it D then B tight. This is where long tails stop being a problem and start being powerful. Add a compressor after the rack on the bass track. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input, or better, a ghost kick that's consistent. Ratio about 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, depending on your groove. Adjust threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Enough to carve space, not enough to sound like the bass is gasping. If your snare is huge, you can add a second compressor keyed from the snare, but lighter. Maybe 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This helps the snare crack through without you having to over-EQ it. Teacher note, don't sidechain everything equally. Raga and jungle bass lines often feel exciting because some notes lean into the snare and others get out of the way. Automate the sidechain amount, or have two compressors and toggle device on and off per phrase. Tight behavior for some moments, loose behavior for others. Now step 6. The chaos moves. This is where it stops being an 808 patch and becomes rag-infused. In your MIDI clip, use note slides. In mono mode, overlapping notes will glide. Write little pickup notes, like a 1/16 or 1/8 before a main hit, so the bass talks. Then automate macros. Increase pitch drop amount on selected hits for that yell moment. Automate tail length so some hits choke quickly. That stop-start vibe is pure Raga energy. Try a simple 2-bar idea at 174. Bar 1. Hit on beat 1. Then a short stab on the end of 1. Then a long tail again on beat 3. Bar 2. Leave space after the snare, then do a glide fill into the next phrase. And really notice this. Negative space is part of the bass line. A sudden gap makes the next hit feel twice as big without increasing peak level. Now step 7. Resample. This is the printed jungle grit move, and it's how you get that committed, real world sound like classic Raga and jungle edits. Create a new audio track called 808 Print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak macros live. Tail length, grit drive, filter frequency, glide. Perform it like an instrument. Then listen back and slice the best moments. You can right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing, or do it manually if the tail is smooth and doesn't transient detect well. Now you can rearrange tails like a sampler instrument. This is huge for edits, fills, and those reload moments where the bass does something almost accidental, but it hits perfectly. Optional on the printed audio. Drum bus with drive around 5 to 15. Heap boom very low or off. Redux with a tiny amount for crunch, but watch noise. Then EQ 8 cleanup. Now let's cover a few mistakes so you don't spend an hour wondering why it's not working. Mistake 1. Letting the sub go stereo. Anything below roughly 120 to 150 Hz should be mono. Utility is your friend. Mistake 2. Long tails with no ducking. At DNB tempo, sidechain isn't optional if you want drums that slap. Mistake 3. Over-distorting the sub layer. Put the nastiness mostly on layer B. Keep layer A controlled and stable. Mistake 4. Ignoring pitch envelope time. Too slow and it becomes a laser. Too fast and it becomes a click. That 40 to 120 millisecond window is your starting zone. Mistake 5. No high pass at 20 to 30 Hz. You'll lose loudness and wonder why the limiter is angry. Now some extra coach notes that will level this up. First, decide what owns the low end. Is it the kick fundamental or the 808 fundamental? If your kick is subby, like 45 to 60 Hz, you might tune the 808 slightly away so they don't stack on the exact same frequency. Not because there's one correct tuning, but because separation is the goal. Quick method. Put spectrum on the kick, look for the strongest low peak, then choose an 808 note, whose fundamental doesn't sit directly on top of it for your main hits. You'll immediately hear the mix breathe. Second, think in two tail lengths, a musical tail and a mixed tail. The musical tail is what you hear in context. The mixed tail is what survives after compression and limiting. Often the clean sublayer should end earlier than you think, and the grit layer keeps the perception of sustain. This keeps your master limiter happier at 174. Third, if the transient is disappearing behind drums, don't add click to the sub. Add definition to the grit layer only. Try putting drum bus after distortion on layer B. Turn transient up slightly, then low pass after. You get readability without turning the sub into a tick. Now let's do a quick advanced variation you can try if you want more talking, vocalish motion, without external plugins.